As if I'm just not busy enough. I know, it's crazy. Every Friday night, I host a special hour of the Kim Komando Show for WLS in Chicago. It's the latest tech news, tips, and of course, conversations with all great callers. Now, if you like what you hear, you can get this hour as part of the Kim Komando Show podcast on Team Apple. Just go to Apple Podcasts and search for Kim Komando Show. Team Android, you can listen as part of the Komando community. You want to sign up at community.komando.com. Now, enjoy the show. I always like to kick things off with something fun and interesting. How many official emojis are there in the entire world? Think about this. How many official emojis? Not just the 10 or 12 that you use, but how many different emojis are there? Are you ready for it? Here's a fun fact you can use the rest of the day. 3,782. Wow. Hey, report from the website WordTips. They trace down the emojis that confuse people the most. Okay, here are the top ones. Number one, they call it the pleading face. It's the one with the big old eyes. Kind of looks surprised. A lot of people are like, I don't know what this means when I got this. It's used a lot when somebody does something sweet. Number two, that smirking face. It's often used when people are feeling randy. Okay, if you don't know what randy is, you can think of it like as being frisky. And finally, the upside down face. I use that one a lot. It indicates sarcasm emojis. I'll tell you, I'll never forget that Christmas when my husband, he's just out there going crazy, texting all of his family members and friends, Merry Christmas with a Christmas tree, presents, and then maybe a star. And then there was a wreath. Only it wasn't a wreath. It was a salad. I'm like, oh, honey, why are you sending salads to people on Christmas Day? And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. You're about ready to get more tech smart because every single thing is a tech thing, right? I know, it's just crazy. You can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can always find us as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7 over at Komando.com as part of the Komando community. You know, before we get rock and rolling, I need two things from each and every one of you. Number one, I want you to tell one person. That's it. Tell one person about the show, one person about the newsletter, one person that you can win $500 gift card at winfromkim.com. That's it. Just tell one person. And number two, over at Komando.com, there's this great button that says email Kim. Oh, you're so smart. That's right. That's where you can drop me a note. I read every single one. And I want to hear your feedback, what you want to know more about. And how about we get started with the top five things that you need to know what's happening in tech right now? Because every single day, I'll tell you, I go to at least 35 or 40 websites. And if you haven't figured this out yet, coming in at number one, you might be surprised to learn that if you're paying for a commercial-free Netflix, Amazon Prime, or Disney Plus account, they're not so commercial-free at all, now are they? One of the biggest selling points of streaming was non-intrusive commercials. Well, realizing how much money they were leaving on the table, these streamers began offering a free service with commercials. Yeah, like TV. And a paid service without commercials. Was that supposed to be cable? Okay, fair enough. Except when we all weren't paying attention, short ads started popping up even on the paid service. And the free service now carries a ton of ads, like commercial television. So why did they do this? Greed, of course, or maybe that these great programs cost more than ever. Maybe it's a little bit of both, but here's one thing for sure. If you're watching a free streaming service, expect to see even more ads very soon. And if you're paying for a service, guess what? You're going to start seeing more ads too. All right, coming in at number two, a brand new AI danger. Now, if you or your business use AI to produce content or provide legal, medical, or any other type of professional advice, you are now legally responsible for everything that AI does for you, especially when it makes mistakes. And wow, I'll tell you, AI makes a ton of mistakes. The Wall Street Journal reports using AI is a risk that goes well beyond you or your company's reputation. You see, for decades, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act made companies totally immune from lawsuits based on whatever put on the website. But, and here's the big but, this law does not cover AI. So whatever AI writes, puts together with images and videos and music or whatever, and you cannot buy insurance for this either. So this is the thing that you have to remember. And you need to share this with your team members, your managers, whatever, whoever at your company. When you're using AI for commercial reasons, you are completely exposed and fully liable for whatever it generates. Yes. Moving on to number three. Oh, it's happened to me. I know what's happened to you. You have a convo with your friend about something, taking a trip to Paris, buying a new electric bike. You hop on Facebook and bam, right? You see ads for the Eiffel Tower and bike shops near you. So is Facebook listening? Is Facebook using your phone's microphone? Well, here's the deal. Consumer Reports did extensive research and they found that the answer is no, they are not. They're doing something else. Turns out that Facebook is not listening in on our conversations to service targeted content and advertising. Consumer Reports found that Facebook gets our personal likes, dislikes, searches, doctor visits, working hours, purchases, pets, kids, political affiliation, and more from 48,000 companies. Oh my gosh, 48,000 companies. These data brokers like LiveRamp, along with big retailers, even small shops, are all in on it. So myth busted, Facebook doesn't need to listen. It just gets all the info. Number four is a sad story. Really, it is. Because every day we're living what we're called this hyper-connected society. Everyone's connected. Smartphones, they make voice calls, video calls. We can text, read, send an email. But loneliness is at epidemic levels. In England, the United States, and Canada, a staggering 40% of us go at least 3 days without a real live face-to-face conversation with another person. Ooh, isn't that awful? And even with employees back in the office, up to a quarter of them say that they're still lonely. Loneliness affects confidence, anxiety, and sleep patterns. Now, those folks most affected are 18 to 24, right? The very ones who were robbed of social contact in high school during the COVID lockdown. Gen Z, they're just really, really lonely. And finally this, coming at number five, what do you think? What first comes to mind when I say Elon Musk? Okay, is he great? Is he in trouble? Is he wonderful? Is he not? A Wall Street guru with a well-known anti-Tesla stance predicted that Tesla is going to go bust, going to go out of business. He said the stock is going to fall to $14. Now, true that Tesla's feeling the EV vehicle vibe and has seriously cut back production and prices. And, oh man, on the internet, customers who bought Tesla's so-called apocalypse-proof 82,000 Cybertruck are saying, oh, this thing isn't really that great. So, is Elon in trouble? Okay, X is wobbly, EVs are being rejected, but Musk still has SpaceX and Starlink, both slam dunks, and his net worth, $195 billion. So in the words of Mark Twain, reports of Elon Musk's demise are greatly exaggerated. All right, coming up, we have your fabulous phone calls, as well as some Google Map tricks you're going to want to try out immediately. We're also going to talk a little bit about texting 911. And of course, you have more of me, Kim Commando. Hey, I'm giving away a $500 gift card. Yes, I am. And I want to give it to you, but I can't give it to you if you don't enter to win at winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. Now, what's the catch? You have to get one newsletter from me. That's all. Just one newsletter. Just try it. Just look at it. Open it. That's all. Winfromkim.com to get that $500 gift card. Winfromkim.com. Hurry up because I'm going to be giving it away in just a few weeks. Winfromkim.com. All right. How about we get started with Elizabeth in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Elizabeth.
I have it's a two-part question, and it's about TikTok and LinkedIn online jobs.
Okay.
And I heard Andrew talking about all the ads that are on TikTok now. And I was mentioning that to my boss, and she said she's addicted to TikTok, and she scrolls through those ads, and she's finding jobs for remote part-time data entry, and she thinks she can make extra money doing that, and she told me I might want to look into that. And first off, I don't go on TikTok, and second, I don't think they're real. And then also, my second part of my question is LinkedIn. I get a lot of daily emails from LinkedIn about job opportunities, and a lot of them have been for remote data entry jobs. And when you click on them, if you follow the links, they want you to pay money to apply for a job.
Of course they do, Elizabeth. You know that. My gosh, you're smarter. I can tell. Let's
talk. I just did it, and I'm sure that the read the thing and it keeps sending me more and more and more.
Yeah, but, you know, that whole algorithm just, you know, you just like, okay, here comes Elizabeth. We want to give her data entry jobs. Okay. TikTok ads, nobody vets them. Okay. And so I would be leery of clicking on any make money at home opportunity that I see advertised on TikTok and, or really just about anywhere. I mean, the worst thing you can do is also try to Google something like that. But legitimate jobs, they're not going to require you to pay money up front for training, job opportunities, equipment, anything like that. I mean, just because the job is remote, the same skills still apply to it and the same common sense, right? And also, you know, be careful of where it says, you know, data entry, you can make $125 an hour. Okay. And you're like, yes, that'd be amazing. Okay. Well, you know what? It's probably going to be a scam. Anytime they want personal financial information, poorly written job ads, you know, and that used to be really a telltale sign. But because of ChatGPT, they can really write these job ads and they look so good, right? And so where can you find a legitimate data entry job? And so that's where you can go to like, you can do like LinkedIn, Indeed, and Glassdoor. FlexJobs, remote.co is also another one. But, you know, whatever job that you find, is that you have to make sure that you totally vet this company. You know, you want reviews, check the website, look for a solid online presence, social media profiles, you know, and just don't share anything about yourself until you feel like, yes, this might be something that is legit. Now, you know, if you start looking for data entry jobs, like you mentioned, there are suddenly you're going to be just flooded with all these other opportunities, right? And so that's where you want to go in and maybe, you know, delete your history, delete the cache, you know, start a browser. If you start looking at these things, maybe you set up a private or incognito window on Chrome or your browser, whatever browser that you happen to be using, so that this way suddenly your whole search and your whole life is just not about data entry, because it does get rather annoying because you're like, okay, I mean, I find this because I may be looking at Instagram Reels. And, you know, I've spent over the last week or so, I've probably spent, I don't know, 25 hours on an airplane. And so, you know, traveling between Phoenix and Tokyo is a long way, right? And so, I was scrolling, sitting there looking at Instagram Reels to pass the time. And I admit that I looked at a few of them for like, because I thought I would be curious on like this woman who had 8 kids, you know what I mean? And now all of a sudden, everything on my Instagram reel is about like these big families. And I'm like, okay, I just looked at one. Okay, that just one video. That was it. Okay. And so it does get, you can't go down that rabbit hole. But back to you with the job listings. Does that help you out?
Well, it does. But I've also received a few messages in LinkedIn from recruiters, I guess. And when you go and follow links or do searches for them online, yes. I found one was in Singapore and one was in India.
No.
And I did do reviews. Yeah. I did search, and I don't know if the reviews are fake. And I guess I don't know how to find out.
No, just, you know what,
places.
let's stick in the United States. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let's not go to Singapore. Oh, Singapore is a beautiful, beautiful place. It is. You know, in India can certainly use your money, but I don't want you to get scammed. So just stick in the good old USA and, and, you know, the recruiters, they can also just come into your, they can slide into your DMs too, because they're not vetted as well. I mean, nobody's vetted. Nobody is, right? And so, you know, with the onslaught of AI, it makes their scams a lot easier to pull off, because now they can really appear to be too legit to quit. So just make sure that you have your eyes open. And again, just make sure that you're super smart. You don't need to be going down some job scam where you think you're going to be making money and then you're going to lose money. And then you're going to be calling me up and say, oh, Kim, I got scammed and how will I get my money back? And I'm going to say, Elizabeth, you should have listened. Elizabeth, you should have listened, which I would never do. I'm always going to help you out. You know that. But thanks for your call today. All right, let's see. David in Mesa, Arizona, glad to have you with us.
You had a piece here not too far back ago where you said, well, there's a way you can make up a QR code on your modem so that when people are in your house and they want to use your Wi-Fi, that they can just use the point their phone at the QR code and it will automatically hook them up.
Yeah, so that's why you're not sitting there going, you know, yeah, you're not sitting there saying, okay, yeah, the network name is this and the password is this and upper lowercase, yeah, 1258 and whatever it may be. Yeah, it's so annoying. And so the whole idea is that you get this QR code and you print it out and you put it in a frame. And you, whenever anybody comes over, you just, they can just point their phone, as you said, just point their phone right at it, and it signs them automatically right into the network. What kind of phone do you have?
Samsung S20, whatever the latest one is.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to send you these instructions. Okay, but Samsung and Android, they actually have a way that you can create a QR code right on the phone, and it's all in the settings menu. And then you can take a screenshot of the QR code, and then you can just save that out. And it's like settings, connections, Wi-Fi, network, and internet, See where I'm going like this? It's like, oh my gosh, you got to go here, there. And then you're like, oh, there it is. Okay. And so it's like, whatever. And that's where you can, like I said, you can take a screenshot of the QR code that they put on there. Now, otherwise, you can just go to a website called QR Code Monkey. And again, it's called QR Code Monkey. And this is where you type in your network name and password, and it creates a QR code for you right there. As a matter of fact, I like this website because you could create a QR code for anything, a page on your website, a business card, your Facebook page, whatever it may be that you want a QR code for, does it right there for free. And again, the website's called QR Code Monkey. But hang on the line, David, because we're going to send you those steps on how to do it on that Samsung S22. And like all things Android, every once in a while, the steps that we put, your mileage may vary because they're all different flavors of Android. And they seem to like tweak things just enough to make it annoying. And it does. So again, that's the QR code, that website. One more time for everybody, QR Code Monkey. Dave, thanks for your call. I just love, love, love taking your phone calls. I really do. Hey, by the way, if you're just too shy to come on a big time show and podcast and you have a question for me, really simple. Just head over to commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, commando.com. And then there's that link at the top that says email Kim. Yep, that's where the magic happens. I read every single note that you send me there. That's commando.com. And that big gold button at the top says email Kim. And speaking of phones, your phone rings, you look at it, and it's an unknown number, and you're like, oh, gosh, I'm so tired getting these spam phone calls. What can I do to make them stop? All right, so you signed up for the National Do Not Call Registry, but those calls, they just keep coming. Now, the deal is that the Do Not Call Registry list is great against legal telemarketers, but the scammers, they don't follow the rules. They're outside the system. So what can you do? Arm yourself with a caller ID or a call blocking app like Hiya, Truecaller, RoboKiller. They can help identify and even block some shady numbers. But keep in mind that you might want to tap into your carrier first because so many of them have free call blocking apps too. Now, if a robocall does sneak through, just hang up. Don't press any buttons. Don't talk back. It only takes 3 seconds for a scammer to steal your voice. And remember, never ever share personal info like your social security number or credit card details on a call that you just did not initiate. All right, stay right where you are. I've got some Google tricks you're going to love here on the Kim Komando Show. You know, Google Maps is so cool. It really is. I'll tell you, one of the things that I've been using with it is that you say when you want to show up at some place, right? And then it tells you when you should leave based on real-time traffic conditions. And you don't have to do it like that moment. You can do it like the next day or whatever. And I've got actually 3 more Google Maps tricks coming up that you don't want to miss. And then later on, texting 911, what you need to know about it before you actually use it. And before we go back to all of your phone calls, have you ever tried to organize a shopping list of like who's bringing what for a school event, a scout troop, church function, or a reunion? It can be a nightmare, but here's some ideas. You want to use a shared note-taking app. Okay. Many of them, like Google Keep, which by the way, if you have not tried Google Keep, it's pretty amazing. On Apple, we have Notes, Microsoft OneNote, Evernote. They let you create shared notes that can be accessed and edited by multiple people. So you just simply create a new note for your shopping list, and then you share it with everybody you want to work with. Another way, you can use a dedicated shopping list app. There's so many out there for both iPhone and Android. Some of the more popular ones, AnyList, Out of Milk, and Our Groceries. Just make a new list within the app, and then you invite others to join in. Now, with these apps, there's also a great benefit because, you know, there's always that one person who forgets things. And you're like, how could you forget the Capri Sun? How could you do that? You can also remind people the day before an event what they are supposed to bring. Yeah, love that part. All right, let's see. Sandra in Detroit, glad to have you with us.
Well, first of all, I love your show, love listening to you. And I know you do 26 miles a week. I do about 70, 75 miles a week.
Wow. Really? How do you do that?
Yeah. I'm a walker. I do a lot of walking. I walk, I play tennis, I bike. And I'm 81 years old.
You're 81 and you're doing 70 miles a week? Dang, girl. Exactly. Love you. That's awesome.
5 mile walk for me is a short walk.
That's great. Good for you.
But I'm not working all week the way you are.
Yeah, so. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. I really appreciate you having me on the show. I want to cut the cord like a lot of people are cutting the cord. When I wrote to you, I hadn't bought any equipment for cutting the cord yet. Now I have the equipment waiting for me. I haven't done anything with it, and I could really send back and switch out if you advise me differently.
What did you buy?
Okay, so I bought a Linksys mesh system.
Good.
I bought two antennas. I don't know if I need to. I might only need one.
I think you only need one. You only need one.
All right. I stayed with Comcast.
Okay.
For the internet, and what I have is 400. No, they just raised it to 500. Okay. 500 megabytes.
Okay, that's good.
For the house. Three TVs, two iPads, two iPhones, a Ring doorbell, Ring camera in the back of the house.
Okay.
So I think the 500 is enough.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's good. You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
So what about the equipment that I bought? Or do you recommend particular brands or something different?
Well, no, everything that you bought's good. Okay, you did a good job with that. And so now it comes time for you to figure out which services that you're going to sign up for.
That I know. Whether I want Netflix or whether I want
Hulu, Paramount Plus, you know, yeah, this goes on and on.
Yeah, but and I also want to have live TV. So what I bought should be able to provide that for me?
Correct.
Okay, that was my main thing. Am I getting the right stuff to
yes.
get live TV? Just a couple services.
Yeah, you know, the OTA, over-the-air antenna, that'll be fine.
Okay.
And then that's how you're going to get your local channels.
I only need one of those, even though I have three TVs?
Yeah, because they can set up repeaters. So that's not a big deal. This is something you probably want to have somebody come out and put all this together for you. You can do it. Sounds like you could totally do it. But I'm just saying, like, you know, throw an antenna up outside on the roof, you know, you can put it on inside of that house too. But, you know, you've got all the gear, but now you've got to install all the gear. And then after that, that's when you decide which services that you want. Now, one of the things that you didn't mention, and since you have an iPhone, is I would probably throw an Apple TV in that mix.
I was going to maybe buy You mean an Apple TV streaming?
Yes, or even an Apple TV box. Okay, so in order to get Apple TV, you're going to need the box. So you buy the box. And then what that allows you to do is to have all your content that is on, you get Apple TV, and it gives you a whole bunch of good shows, and then but then it also gives you access to Netflix, Hulu, Paramount Plus, whatever it is that you might want to stream at that point. But because you have iPhones and iPads, you're already in this Apple ecosystem. That's where I want to keep you in that Apple ecosystem and not say go buy a Sling TV or whatever it may be, or Tableau, whatever. And so just get the Apple TV box. We're going to add that to this whole mixture. And
can I buy it through Amazon?
Sure, you can do that. Not a problem. And then you're going to have somebody install the mesh network, the Apple TV,
yeah.
Hook it up to the Comcast, turn on the over the air antenna, you know, install that, make sure that that works. You know, and sometimes when we start looking at these, you know, I don't want to say complicated situations, but if sometimes it's easier just to have somebody come over, and rather than you get all frustrated and trying to do it for, I don't know, a day and a half, is that you can call somebody and they could probably do it, you know, probably set all this up in, I don't know, 3-4 hours, something like that, and have it all up and running for you. But you bought the right stuff, and I'm so proud of you, 70 miles a week. Dang, you're my idol. I want to be you when I'm 81. I do. Sandra, thank you for your call. Wow, here's a question I haven't gotten in a long time. Steven in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hi there, Steven.
All right. I'm an old-fashioned guy, not much of a tech guy. But I bought a new car, and it doesn't come with a CD. And me and my wife don't agree what we're going to listen on the radio, so we compromise by listening to books on CD while we're driving places.
Okay.
And so I'm looking for something that I can plug into my car, and we can still carry on with that tradition.
So how many years did it take you to figure out to get a CD with a book on it, and this way you guys don't bicker whether it's country or AC?
Well, that just sort of happened because I was listening to books, and then we were on trips, and I said, hey, you want to listen to the book with me? Yeah, okay, we can do that.
Right. So, that's good. All right.
So, it works.
So, you know, the new car, does it have Bluetooth, and does it have a USB port?
Yes, it has USB port. I know that.
Okay. All right.
And Bluetooth, it has that, but I don't know what to do with Bluetooth. So,
well, what you can do either way is the connection that you're going to do in order to get the CD player to work with the sound system inside the new car. Okay.
Okay.
Totally up to you. The USB port is going to probably give you a better experience, better quality. You don't have to worry about keeping the thing charged up all the time because it is wired and it's going to be getting some power from that USB port. On the other hand, the Bluetooth player is going to be cheaper, about half the price, maybe even less than that. And it's portable, so you can take it from car to car. Totally up to you. But let me just tell you that if it were me, I would go with the USB port just so I don't have to worry about, you know, is it charged up? And then you guys are sitting there and you're driving 400 or 500 miles and you run out of juice. And then she looks at you and says, what is wrong with Taylor Swift? What is wrong?
Okay.
And you're like, okay. I just don't want to listen to Taylor Swift. And then she's going to say, you know what, honey? Do you love me? Do you really love me? And you're going to say, yes. And she's going to say, you know what? The CD player ran out of juice. And if you really loved me, we'd turn on Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, and then at that point, you know what? You got nothing to do. You have nothing in your pocket. You're done. You're listening to Taylor Swift for the next 4 or 5 hours over and over and over again. Okay. So
all right.
You're going to get the USB port version, right? That's what you're going to do. So here's what we're going to do, Stephen. I'm going to put you on hold. And Amber's screen calls today, and then she's going to send you out a link. You know, it's about $200 versus the Bluetooth version with anti-skip and all the other good stuff is about $60. But, you know, I'm telling you, worth the money unless you really want to listen to her favorite group that you just can't stand for 400 miles over and over and over again. Get the USB port. Speaking of CDs, here's one that you can tell the kids. You ready? If you lose your pizza cutter, you can always use a Bryan Adams CD to cut the pizza. Why? It cuts like a knife. Oh, I know. I heard you groan at that one. All right. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or someone who just likes to explore new coffee shops around town, you can be a Google Maps pro, but there could be some tricks you don't know about. Like number one, you can mark your favorite places like restaurants, parks, or any spot that you really love. Just tap on the place and then hit save. It makes it super easy to find them later, or better yet, share them with friends. Number two, offline maps. Yes. Ever find yourself in a spot with bad or no internet or no cellular? Well, what you can do is just get the directions you need. Tap on the place name at the bottom, and then there's the magical button, download. I mean, this is a total lifesaver. when you have no cell service, or even if you're traveling overseas, no roaming charges. Yes. And finally, number three is just my favorite. Say you're heading out and you want to have someone else to know where you're located. Maybe you're going to meet up. Just share your location. You start the navigation and then swipe up from the bottom menu. And there you can tap Share Trip Progress and choose who you want to share it with. They're going to see where you're located until you actually arrive. So it's no more like, how far away are you? When are you going to get here? Nope, it's all there. All right, still to come, we have more great phone calls you don't want to miss, as well as later on, some do's and don'ts about texting 911. I've got the scoop here on the Kim Komando Show.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, just a quick reminder, if you have not already, I want to give you $500. Yes, I do. I want to give you $500. And what? How do you do that? Well, you just go to that special address, winfromkim.com. Once again, winfromkim.com. This time you're going to win a $500 Amazon gift card. So when you give me your email address, I'm not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody ever. It's just going to be used for you to enter the contest and get one issue of my newsletter. That's it. You just have to try one issue of my newsletter and it's free. You're going to love it. Again, that special address, winfromkim.com, winfromkim.com. All right, let's see. Kay in Bourne, Massachusetts. Hello there, Kay.
One of my questions is, if I were to get a new car, would you use your telephone for navigation or would you pay to have the navigation as part of the car package?
I would use my phone.
Okay.
And just hook my phone into my car using Apple CarPlay, or if I'm Android, the Android Play system. And because there's no reason to pay for a manufacturer's navigation system when I already have that built into my phone. And with the Apple CarPlay, for example, is that it's not only brings in my navigation into the whole onboard infotainment system, but I also have my text messages that I can respond to while I'm driving by just saying, hey, Siri, you know, reply with this. You have your music, you have your contacts, and all kinds of great things like that.
Okay, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about not having navigation in my car because I've always had that until somebody mentioned it recently. When we travel to Europe, I take along a Garmin and I buy an SD card for the area we're going to.
Sure.
So there's ways around it. And I thought, well, I'm curious what Kim thinks about that.
Well, you know, if you do go to Europe next time, you don't necessarily need to bring the GPS and the SD card and all that other stuff. Is that when you are in the hotel, wherever you are, you have free Wi-Fi or you're on the Wi-Fi, is that you will go say, how do I get from point A to point B, whether it's on car, bus, train, whatever it may be. And then you can, whether you're on Google Maps or now Apple Maps, is that you can download all these maps for what's called offline use. And offline use is just that, that you're not going to be using the expensive cellular plan or data roaming charges or whatever it may be when you're not in the country. And it's going to be solely giving you that map as if you were offline. And so you're not using an internet connection for that.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Yes. My other question is, and you touched briefly on it, is how safe are the password saving apps? I do use one. I use 1Password. I'm addicted to it, I guess, at this point, or used to it, or would never want to give it
sure.
up. But it's concerning. How safe are these password apps?
You know, we took a look at the various password saving apps. We looked at 1Password, LastPass, there's KeePass, there's, you know, there just seems to be a whole bunch of them out there, Dashlane, whatever it may be. We actually settled on not 1Password, we settled on Keeper Security. We found it to be better, more robust. You can also easily share passwords. You can put this as part of your estate documents, good things like that. You know, they are safe. You have to make sure that you have a good, solid password management program. Never want to use one for free. Okay, that's just bad news. You want to be able to pay for this. And that's where we settled on Keeper Security. So if you go to keepersecurity.com/Kim, you can get 50% off. They have personal family plans as well as enterprise level plans, by the way. But, you know, as for me, I use Keeper Security. It's the one that that I recommend. And it's one that I would hope that you'd be using too. And again, that's keepersecurity.com/Kim. And once again, your deal is you get 50% off. You know, I think it's just fascinating that we talk about subscriptions for cars, by the way. And, you know, cars are going subscription. I'm talking about like whole cars you can subscribe to. Like, for example, Volvo has a program that's $600 to $800 a month. That includes insurance, maintenance, and then you can swap cars every 4 months. Audi has a similar program, Book by Cadillac, Canvas by Ford Credit. Man, I'm telling you, everything is subscription nowadays. Okay, imagine this. A criminal breaks into your house and they don't know that you're there, but you're hiding, you're panicking, you're in the closet, but you have your phone. Should you call or text 911? Are you going to call or text 911? Okay, a text message, obviously, because you don't want anybody to hear your voice, but there's a catch. An emergency where you cannot talk, a text to 911 might be safer, but here's the rub. It's not as accurate as actually calling 911. An NBC investigation found that a text to 911 doesn't always reveal the location. And without that location data, first responders can't do anything to help you. So what's the workaround? Here's what you need to know. Text your address to 911 to be on the safe side, okay? And then you can always keep the line open without speaking if you do call them. They're going to dispatch help to verify if there is a problem or not. But again, just always put that address there. Hey, listen, don't forget to win that $500 gift card at winfromkim.com. Hey, thanks for listening. Just a reminder, you can get this hour as well as all 3 hours of the Kim Komando Show. For Team Apple, you want to head over to Apple Podcasts and search for Kim Komando Show and then hit the big old subscribe button. Now, if you're on Team Android, listen as part of the Komando community. And just head over to community.komando.com. That's community.komando.com. And thanks for being here.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.